Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast looks like one more day of stifling heat and humidity before we get a break. For a closer look, let's bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. He joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So the National Weather Service has a heat advisory posted for most of central and eastern Mass again today. How hot's it going to get this day, and how sticky is it going to feel?
Well, I'll take the second part of that first. It's very humid out there. Dew points have actually come up. Yesterday, you may have noticed that the sky got a little bluer. We had slightly less humid air move in. Dew points were in the mid-60s. We're back to the low to mid-70s today. It's very uncomfortable. Temperatures this afternoon, 90 to 95. That's going to put heat indices over 100 degrees once again, so it's going to feel similar to what it did a couple of days ago.
And as usual, cooler along parts of the coast and the Cape and the Islands?
That's right. Cooler Cape and the Islands because of the influence of the water. But even there, with the stifling humidity, it's going to feel in the 90s for sure.
And tomorrow is stormy day?
Yeah, so it's not going to really be, I don't think, a stormy day per se, but we are going to have showers and thunderstorms moving in. The timing of the front, if it speeds up a little bit, it's going to come through at the wrong time of the day for severe weather, and most of us don't want severe weather, so that's good news. You need a front to come through about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon for us to really see a high chance of severe weather, because I think this comes through a little bit earlier, and there's what we call sort of a little pre-front. So this pre-front comes through, kind of takes the stuffing out of the atmosphere. We will see some showers, we will see thunderstorms, and there could be some severe weather, but I don't think it's a widespread severe weather outbreak kind of a day.
And tomorrow sets up, I guess, a great weekend.
It does. Finally, you know, temperatures, I know some people love this hot weather, but, you know, we're going to get into more reasonable heat here this weekend and more reasonable dew points. So it's going to be much drier. The air will be super dry, actually. The ground's going to dry out really fast. Temperatures will be in the 70s to near 80 on Saturday and getting into the low 80s on Sunday. Then as we head for next week, it is going to heat up again. I think inland areas see another heat wave.
All right. And what about the weekend if you're headed out for the Cape and the Islands or up north to the hills?
Yeah, everything looks fantastic all across New England this weekend, with temperatures mostly in the 70s on Saturday everywhere, even northern sections of New England and Cape and the Islands. And then it will be warming up on Sunday, but not excessively so. And that humidity stays in check. And I think that's the big thing, even with temperatures getting into the 80s here as we head for early next week.
All right. Now, speak to us briefly as the gardener that you are about how this dry weather is affecting our gardens and what people can do.
Yeah, so interestingly, we had that heavy rain, which set us up just before the heat wave, and then it got very humid. So the ground really hasn't dried out a lot, the actual ground. So we're in fairly good shape there. Pots and things like that, if you ever, are definitely going to dry out. What's going to happen this weekend, however, is we're really going to dry out because the atmosphere is going to have such low dew point that we are going to need to really start watering once again. And I don't see a lot of rain in the forecast. July, the rest of it actually looks pretty hot. So I think we're in this. July is going to be a very summery month with a lot of 80 and 90 degree days and not a lot of rain.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much.
You're welcome.